milk tomorrow? Come on! Follow! Come on! Here we are. Here we are. Lord, it up. Lord, hold that, will you? Yeah, there it is. Come on, sheep, donkeys, cows, all of you. Get in. Well, you are here. They said you might come. All my friends who have come in the past, they send their greetings. The shepherd, Zechariah, you have had many, many meet there. Last year you had the Magi, the wise man. Well, I don't know how wise he is. He thinks he's a king. I don't know about that guy. But he's harmless. They told me they came to share their stories with you. I have come to do the same. I have a very special story, and I have come a long way. And you, my brothers and sisters, have come a long, long way. My name is Jacob. No, not that Jacob. Not that one. I am Jacob. You don't know me very well. You probably don't know my father, Jacob, very well. But you know my brother very well. My brother's name was Joseph. Joseph. He and his wife, Mary, play a big part in this story. You maybe don't know about me, but I'm going to tell you a wonderful, wonderful story. You see, I'm the good son. I'm the good son. I stayed home in Bethlehem, in the ancestral home of my father Jacob. That's why he named me Jacob. Joseph, he went away, always looking for a wife. And he found her. He found her. And during the census, we all had to come back home again. I was so excited. And there they came. They came back to the ancestral home. Now, in your Bibles, maybe you got a little bit confused on that. No room for them in the inn. Check some of the other versions. It says they had no room in the guest room. That's what it was referring to. You see, Father has a large house. Got to have lots of people to help out on the farm. And in the upper quarters, that's where we sleep at night. And in the bottom part, that's where we cook the food. We bring the animals in when it gets cold, like at a time, like this. So when Joseph showed up with Mary, there was no room in the guest room upstairs. The only room was at the bottom. But the bottom is not so bad. It's not so bad. It even has the built-in troughs there for the hay, for the to feed the animals and things of that nature. And so even though Mary was pregnant, expecting, you women know about this, right? These babies, they never come at a good time. And so, amen, she knows. The baby came, and I was there. And Mary placed him after wrapping him up in the linen cloths and keeping him nice. And it's such a cute little babushka. Oh, he's just a cute little baby, yes. Put him in there in the manger. And he was sleeping so peacefully. And then, who should show up? Shepherds! Shepherds, they don't smell so good. Smell like sheep. They said, you're one to talk, Jacob. Why are you here? And they told me another story about how angel appeared and said, tonight a Savior would be born. And a heavenly host appeared to them, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Well, I start thinking, you know, it gets a little cold at night. Sometimes those shepherds, they... Oh, a little bit. So I don't know. It was just so perfect with the beautiful little babushka sleeping there. But they have told you these stories before. I want to share it in my own special way. So, I have prepared something for you. Maestro, do you have your pitch pipe?
Yes.
Can you give me a C? Neither one is fine. I saw him lay in peaceful sleep, that little babe among the sheep. How could I know that I was seeing history? The shepherds came that faithful night. They told a story of a great light, of angels praising this humble child in the night. What could I think of all these things? I was overwhelmed. Was this our king? The king we longed to come and free us from tyranny. But the family left to live their lives. It's what we do. I was satisfied. At least it brought some excitement to my mundane life. But down the road, so many years, I'd hear of stories of my nephew there. It was amazing the things I'd hear in Galilee. He healed the sick, the blind would see, the lame would walk, oppressed free, the hungry fed, the lepers cleansed, he calmed the sea. Was this the kingdom here at last? He said as much, but I have to ask, is this what angels that long ago night had in mind? Is this what peace on earth? Is this what peace on earth? Is this what peace on earth looks like? And then I heard more stories over the years. More stories that would come in about what my nephew was doing in Galilee, these miracles, all of these. And I wanted to go, but I had to take care of the farm. You see, Jacob, my father, had passed away. And then I heard my brother had passed away as well. I got word to Mary, come home, bring Jesus, bring the brothers and the sisters, come live with your family. But Mary said, no, something tells me I need to stay. I need to stay here in Galilee. My son is older. He'll take care of me, and he's doing great things. I can't interfere with that. I have to let him live his life. And so my story continues. And then I heard the worst of news. They crucified him, my fellow Jews. How could this happen? How could our hopes suddenly die. I traveled to Jerusalem to speak with Mary, to talk of him. I could not bear to think of all she must endure. But much to my astonishment, she was joyful, not despondent. Something had happened. Though he died, Mary told me, he is alive right here, right now. The kingdom's here, right here somehow. New creation, it's begun, for he believe. He's left the Spirit to guide our lives. He's cleansed our sin. And until he arrives to set things right, we'll tell this story to all we meet. Then I thought back to that dark night, the baby sleeping, such a peaceful sight. How could I know that I was seeing history, and I will never be the same? That little baby has been made king. Please come and join me in this story as we sing. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him Lord. And heaven and nature say, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. You see, my friend, this is not just my story. This is a story God continues to write, and he writes it in you. You are fulfilling this story. He's left the Spirit to guide us. He's given us a wonderful Savior who has cleansed us of our sin. And we have the privilege to share this story. And as you do, you bring others in. And this becomes the greatest story of all time. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Joy to the world. Rejoice in it with me. Thank you, my friends. Such a blessing. Tell the story, but more important, be the story. Praise the Lord. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Let a hungry heart prepare him Lord. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.